It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beautiful wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? You ever sing that with me? Please, won't you be my neighbor? I brought a lot of different hats to show you today. Just felt like putting some on my head. Do you ever feel that way? Take them right over here. Here's one with a lot of little things on the top. When sometimes people dance with them and then they make these little things move like that. Ever wear an engineer's cap like that? Here's a beret. Sometimes you pull the beret over like that. Here's the kind you wear in the cold weather. Pull it down over your ears. How about this? I think this is called a derby. And here is a high silk hat. It's a little big for me. That? You know, I was thinking when you put on something like this engineer's cap, helps you feel more like an engineer. Yep. It's not what you wear that's important to me. It's who you are. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. Way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like, Y-O-U I like. Do you ever like to get dressed up in big people's clothes? Oh, there are a lot of people who like to do that. I have a film of some children getting dressed up in big people's clothes. Just show it to you. Take a look at some people dressing up in bigger people's clothes. Thank you. Did you hear a knock at the door? It really was. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Speedy Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you. Is this what you ordered?
That's it. Could you wait just a minute? I'll get another one, something like it. Just a minute. I'll be right back. This is a hat that looks like this. When... you go like that to it. Collapsible one, yes.
Just try this one on.
You see? It's easier to pack it when it's made like that. There's some of them that aren't made like that, though. Yeah, that's different. Very good. You know, John Costa is over at Francois Clemens' studio with an accordion. He told me I could stop by anytime I wanted to. You might just take these over. Do you want to come with me?
Well, I'd like to, but I have more deliveries out there. I've got to change hats down back to my delivery hat.
Okay, Mr. McFeely. Thank you. I'll just go on out with you.
Alrighty.
Let's go on over to Francois Clemens' studio.
See some deliveries here. I'll just tip my hat and say speedy delivery to you.
I hope you have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the studio.
Thank you. Come along for some accordion music. Please don't stop. I'd like to hear some more.
I'm experimenting with sounds, trying to modernize the instrument.
But you had to play a long time to be able to play that way. Oh, look how many you have here.
There are three there. Very small and intermediate.
This is the one like the one I sometimes play.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to try that with me?
Yeah, but I'd like to show my friends the difference here.
Well, this has 120 bass.
Buttons, huh?
Yes, and that has only 12.
See the difference?
This is for a small hand.
12. Mm-hmm. And 120 there.
For the full size.
Did you start with one like this?
I started when I was 10 years old with a very small one. Okay. Maybe just a little bigger than this.
Let me see. How do you find the C on yours?
Well, there's a little marker. Can you see the marker?
Oh, yes. It shines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a little rhinestone. And I don't know what yours has. Yours probably has a...
Well, this one has an indentation, a little groove there that makes it different from the other.
But you know, this is the hardest part, Fred, of the accordion, really. I mean, everything is difficult, but this is extremely so because you cannot see.
Oh, that's right. You just have to feel this and know where your fingers are going.
Because if you want to play a scale, for instance, mm-hmm. here you can actually see. But here...
exactly where to put those fingers.
It's very hard. I remember as a youngster taking a piece of paper to school, and sometimes when I'd have some time off, I would mark the distance on the paper and practice it. So when I would go home, it would be easier.
Let's try something.
Sure. Four.
I feel more comfortable playing the piano. Really do.
Let's do one on a piano.
All right.
You don't mind if I play with you, do you?
Oh, I'd like you to.
What will you do?
How about that march, you know, the...
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Fred.
Seems like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, Fred and I are playing a piece together here.
Do you know that John started playing the accordion when he was 10 years old?
My goodness.
Yeah.
That's a long time, isn't it?
I wanted to show you these hats, Fred. Here, try that one.
Okay. Try it on there.
That
oh, that comes
difference?
Out, yeah, when you hit it. Top of the
collapsible.
Evening to you, sir.
Good, and to you.
And to you.
Good,
very
How about
good.
Singing? Could he sing along with that march
sure.
we were playing? Just make up
sure.
any
oh,
of
it.
You like.
Okay,
you know.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll listen to what you're doing. Go
Great.
Ahead. Okay.
I should
Just
say.
Singing anything. Sounded very good.
Top of the evening to you, sir.
And
you
all working on something?
Yes. We're going to be doing another concert together. And, in fact, the reason he's going to be playing the accordion is because they don't have a piano at the place where we're going to be.
So I'll bring this along.
That's easy. Much easier carried, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Why don't we show him a little bit what we're going to do? Okay.
That, what can you hear?
Okay. We can do that. We're just working, you know. We're just getting it together now. Mm-hmm. This is actually our first rehearsal.
What do you hear?
No, no. Okay, let me get in your key. You hear... Okay, I got you now. Okay.
What do you hear when you close your eyes? When you close your eyes?
Can you play a little softer?
Quieter.
Quieter. It just seems a little too loud. I'm trying to relax into it right now.
That might help.
Oh, that changed it.
That changed
Didn't
it.
See about those buttons.
Changes the tone.
And that one makes it soft.
That should be very nice, okay. that one.
I think that'll be better.
Try that.
What do you hear when you close your eyes? When you close your eyes and listen a while, can you hear?
Oh, that should be perfect.
Yeah, I like that balance a lot better.
Very good.
I like that very much.
You all have work to do.
Okay.
Good to see you.
Nice
Thanks
to
for
be
coming,
here, Fred.
You bet. Thank
okay.
you.
Enjoy playing with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Let's do one of the other
okay.
ones, the fancy thing.
Let's have some make-believe. I'll just get the trolley. Begin. Trolley. This is a little like an accordion. We could make believe that Lady Elaine is playing her accordion. She plays very well, you know. She could be playing some lovely music since she's planning a wedding. Okay? Neighborhood of make believe, trolley. Thank you.
What a treat. What a treat. I think I'll be at Corny's Factory. I think I may go the purple way. Corny, Cornflake especially. What a lovely name. Corny.
Hello, Lady Elaine.
Oh, just call me Lainey, dear.
Well,
Speechless, huh? I really like my ball bat.
Well, I'm glad.
How do you feel about Wednesdays?
Middle of the week.
Yes, but how do you like Wednesday for a day?
Oh, I like Wednesdays just fine.
Good. Then I'll set it for next Wednesday. A week from today. Oh, whoopee! I'm going to the castle.
I wonder what she's planning for next Wednesday. Oh.
Oh, the purple way. What a way to travel. Where's your uncle, dear?
Inside. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Everything's right. Friday. Hey, sweetie. Friday.
Sweetie, she must be happy.
Ladies Fairchild and Eberlund, I presume?
Correct as usual,
sweetie
Uncle
Pie.
Friday.
You called Fairchild?
Yes, and I want to get right to the point, because I have a million things to do.
Well, what is your desire?
I want to use your castle next Wednesday for my wedding.
Your wedding?
Your wedding?
You both heard me. I want to invite a lot of people, so I need a big place like this.
Who are you getting married to?
The fine gentleman who gave me this engagement bat.
Cornflake especially.
That's the name. Think how it'll sound. Mrs. Cornflake especially. I can hardly wait.
Does Mr. Pesciley know about this?
He knows that he gave me a ball bat, and he says he likes Wednesdays. So, the wedding will be next Wednesday.
That's not enough to plan a wedding around.
It is for me, dear. Oh, incidentally, you'll be a bridesmaid.
I will?
Of course. And so will Henrietta, and little Anna will be the flower girl.
And what will Prince Tuesday be?
The ring bearer, of course.
And what about me?
Oh, you'll officiate, naturally, and you'll be dressed in your best robes.
Oh, my best robes. Oh, good. Do you take this person to be your lawful wedded?
Wait a minute.
And we'll have French fried potatoes from Grandpere and a cake from Chef Brockett. We'll have a grand time.
But what about Corny?
Oh, well, I have a top hat he can wear.
Oh, he'll look great in it. Save it till next Wednesday. That's the big day. I'll be the bride. I was always a bridesmaid, but never a bride. But now that's different. I was always somehow put right aside. But now that's different. Ever since a good friend of mine asked me to be his wooden ball bat holder, I've been like a girl again, whoops, 1, 2, 3, and acted not a day older. Lady Elaine, Lady Elaine, Mrs. Cornflake especially. Lady Elaine, Fairchild Toot Toot, Lady Fairchild especially. We'll have a wedding with lots of fun. Everyone will be invited, of course they will. There will be parties and showers in sun. Oh, you can see that the world is delighted for Lady Elaine, Lady Elaine, Mrs. Cornflake especially. Lady Elaine, Lady Elaine.
Do you take this person to be your lawful wedded?
We'll just have a grand time.
Oh, good.
Toot-toot, dears.
Well, exciting times. Weddings are exciting times.
But the groom doesn't know anything about it.
Oh, I'm sure he'll know soon enough. Oh, yes.
Meow, 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 meow. Lady Evelyn, meow. Meow, meow, Evelyn. Meow, meow, meow.
Hey, Lady Evelyn.
What is it, Fred?
Meow, 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 meow. Wonderful news, meow. Meow, meow, Elaine. Meow, 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 be meow, bridesmaid.
And I'm going to fly around the whole neighborhood with a banner which says, Happy Day. Isn't that great?
This isn't something we should take lightly, friends. I mean that.
Meow, 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 beautiful dress. Meow, 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 fur. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, and I'll print the banner myself. It'll probably be the biggest banner I've ever printed. And
we've got to be certain that Corny even knows anything about this wedding.
Meow, 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 a lot about weddings.
I went to a real wedding one time. I mean, they are just about as much fun as you can cook up.
That's what I'm afraid this one is. A cooked up one.
Well, I'm going to get started on that banner.
Meow, 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 meow. Look, meow, meow, flowers, meow, meow, dress. Meow, 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 beautiful meow.
Yeah, bye.
Speedy delivery. What's all the excitement, Lady Evelyn?
Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely. They're excited about being in a wedding.
Well, you don't sound too happy about it.
Well, I'm afraid it just may be a disappointment.
Oh, I see. Well, why?
Well, you see, the other day, Lady Elaine, well, Corny gave her a baseball bat.
Do you think Lady Elaine might get disappointed because she doesn't know what's real and what's pretend? I wonder. I think I'd like to make a paper hat. Have you ever seen anyone make a paper hat? Just by folding a piece of paper? You need a pretty big piece of paper. A piece of newspaper would do.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of pretending kinds of things that you can do with paper hats. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending, you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending, just pretending, you can try out many things. By pretending, your own makeup play can be different every day. But it's your work. It's important to pretend. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a baby today by pretending. Pretending. Here's a paper hat. It's kind of a soldier hat. But it doesn't really make me a soldier. I'm still Mr. Rogers. Sure, it's good to know that you're still you no matter what. There you are, fish. I must gather up all my hats. Had a good visit today. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too.
It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. And I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.